2 Chronicles chapter 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah filled the house. Temple. And the priests could not enter into the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah, because the glory of the Lord Jehovah had filled the Lord's Jehovah's house. Temple. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah came upon the house. Temple. They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped, and praised the Lord Jehovah, saying, Because he is good. Because his mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord Jehovah. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house. Temple. Of God. And the priests waited on their offices. The Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord Jehovah, which David the king had made to praise the Lord Jehovah, because his mercy endures forever, when David praised by their ministry. And the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Furthermore Solomon blessed the middle of the court which was before the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Because there he offered burnt offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brass altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, and the meat offerings, and the fat. Also at the same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entrance of Hamath to the river of Egypt. And on the 8th day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the 23rd day of the 7th month 3007 AH 935 BC. They made a solemn assembly. Because they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, Tishri, September, October, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord Jehovah had shown to David, and to Solomon, and to his people Israel. So Solomon finished the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, and the king's house palace. And all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and in his own house palace. He effectively prospered. And the Lord Jehovah appeared to Solomon by night, and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house temple of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send disease among my people. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Because now I have chosen and sanctified this house temple, that my name may be here forever. And my eyes and my heart shall always be there. And as for you, if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will observe my laws and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, as I have promised to David your father, saying, There shall not fail of you a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away, and forsake my laws and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods, and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house temple, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, temple, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone who passes by it, so that he shall say, Why has the Lord Jehovah done this to this land, and to this house temple? And it shall be answered, Because they forsook the Lord Jehovah God of their forefathers, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them, therefore he has brought all this evil upon them.